I'm excited just to be back out here, be in the mix of things, you know, just try to keep a level head through all this, not get too excited, you know, too emotional, you know. I've been here before, so just a blessing to be back.
You can't change the way you play, though, even with something like this going on. Does it make you second-guess things?
Nah. You just got to get clear. Once you get clear, then it's back to being you.
And it's still full speed, 100% yeah. Finishing runs?
Yeah.
How hard was it to be out, and what was it like kind of watching from the
sidelines? It was hard just because, like, I'm a competitor and I want to be out there. You know, looking at the game from the sideline, I get a different perspective of the game. You know, it just made me respect the whole game a lot more. I'm just thankful to be back.
Yeah, it's two this year. Long term, do you have concerns? Are you worried? Is it something you've talked about with the doctor?
I discussed this concussion thing with the doctor, but it's not something I'm worried about because I feel like, you know, anything gonna happen, just gonna happen. You know, you can't live and dwell on, you know, what happened in the past. So I'm just moving forward.
Having two in such a short period of time, has it scared you at all?
Nah, not at all. I'm gonna be the same guy when I get back on the field. Still have fun, talk junk a little bit, just have fun with it.
Can you describe what it's like when you get up and you know, you've gotten hit so hard? I mean, what's the first thought or their thoughts? Is it just like a blackout?
It's like it happens so fast you don't really notice it until, like, you know, a couple hours later. Like, dang, I really was out. I looked at film and that's when I saw, like, I was knocked out a little bit. But it's cool, though.
What went through your mind when you saw that film? As a competitor, as a player, you actually see that on film. What goes through your mind?
Just football. I know what I signed up for. You know, it's a gladiator sport. So, you know, you just got to be aware of everything that could happen because it could happen anytime. You know, you know what you signed up for.
How would you describe the process the last few days, Devontae? I mean, the process you went through, the protocol.
Teachable moments, you know, trying to figure out ways to get back on the field quick as possible, but doing it the smart way, you know, protecting myself for longevity also, you know. But like I said, I'm a competitor, so even with the games that the trainers here and my doctor that we was going through, I mean, the things we had to do to prepare to get clear, it was challenging, so I liked it then. I'm a competitive player, and it helped me.
How excited are you for the opportunity to make your return against a good defense where, you know, if you are able to have some success, it might just be the game for you guys to really take you into a big game against the Saints the following week?
I just think I don't look at it like that. I look at every NFL team, a lot of respect for every NFL defense. You know, I take my hat off. To me, it's just the next opponent. No matter how long I've been out, who we playing, it's always about the next opponent. It don't matter. We ain't got no picks. It's not like we're going to up our tempo because we're going against a really, really good defense. You know, we're going to do what we continue to do, and I'm going to do what I continue to do and prepare and try to, you know, be the piece to the puzzle.
Frank, what are the reasons that you picked the thing you picked for your cleats, kids, charities, and so on? What are the reasons?
I got so many reasons, but just giving back, you know, I was that kid once, you know, that didn't have much and I always wanted to make it to the NFL. So what I try to do is, what I try to do now is always try to give back. And, like one thing I always tell myself, never tell a kid no, if they want a picture or autograph, no matter what it is. And I also support cancer. My grandma, she passed with cancer. So, that's just some things that really stick to my heart. So.
Vikings cornerback Xavier Rhodes. What do you remember about him back at
Florida State? Zay, my guy. He talk a lot. He gonna talk a lot of smack. He gonna try to get physical. But we gonna have fun, compete. He's a fun guy. He just wanna compete all the time.
How do you think he matches up against the guy you share a locker next to?
Man, this. I'm just here to run the football.
Sometimes catch it.
I think it's going to be a great matchup for both the guys. I feel like both guys are they're elite guys for a reason, you know, and big-time players match up big-time players, you know. So, you know, looking forward to see the outcome.
Is it different than coming back from a knee or an ankle where you can just go back and be full speed, or is there an easing back into it we'll see today?
Nah, we're going all gas, no brakes, 100 miles per hour. We're not worrying about, once you get cleared, you know, you all go. That means you all go. We put on, we was preparing to get clear, to get, to be able to go 100 miles per hour. So it's all go.